Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
You are now tuned in to Angela, what I call her Yee.
Way Up with Angela Yee. Ida Rodriguez is here today, guest hosting.
Yay. I haven't been here to host.
I know, not to. All your friends have.
Yes.
Ida Rodriguez, comedian. You know her special on HBO Max, Fighting Words. You know her book, Legitimate Kid. And she's in the building with us, so this is exciting on a Friday. I actually really looked forward to coming in. I was like, I get to be with Ida all day.
I know.
And I was with you last night, too. So
I know.
That was a fun experience. Shout out to Donnell Rollins. But we'll talk about that more in about last night. But in the meantime, we have Tiana Wallace joining us in Little C. Talking about the Biggie experience. Tiana Wallace is Biggie's daughter, and she's like 30 years old now.
I know, and I'm like, oh, but that's
yeah,
a grown
she's
up.
Grown. And Little C's, Junior Mafia's Little C's, and they have this opening this weekend of the Biggie experience. Awesome. Today's also International Women's Day.
That's right.
Nobody else I'd rather be with than Ida Rodriguez.
Same.
But you guys call us up and shine a light. 800-292-5150. Let us know who you want to shine a light on. It's Way Up.
I'ma shine. I'ma shine.
Turn your lights on, y'all.
Turn your lights on.
Spreading love to those who are doing greatness.
Shine a light on them. Shine a light on them.
It's time to shine a light on them.
It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee with my guest host today, Ida Rodriguez. And it's time to shine a light on this International Women's Day. Ida, who do you want to shine a light on?
Hollywood Hoodies. At Hollywood Hoodies, Drea is making these amazing hoodies that have positive messaging on it. Mine says, a credit to mi gente, which means a credit to my people. But it's just a beautiful line uplifting black and brown people. Uplifting blackness, and I just love it, so I just wanted to shout her out. Thank you, Drea.
I'm looking it up right now. Hollywood Hoodies. Okay, let's go ahead and order some things on here. See, oh, okay, personalized sleeve, a credit to my people, or a credit to my gente is also on here. All right, HollywoodHoodies.com. So you guys make sure you check that out. You know I love anybody who has a small business.
I know you do. You support so many small businesses, especially Jamaican restaurants in Brooklyn.
Okay. Yes, I do. Well, Caribbean, because everybody's not Jamaican. The That's owners right. of Negril are Trinidadian, but I do like Caribbean food.
Yes, you do. And me too. That's why we meet.
And they treat us so good.
Yes.
And I like Caribbean music.
Yeah, I know. When I saw the Bob Marley movie, I thought about you the whole movie. I was like, this is the person I should have saw this movie with.
We would have been having a time.
Yes.
All right, well, who do you guys want to spread some love to? Who do you want to shine a light on? 800-292-5150. Cedric, who do you want to shine a light on?
I want to shine a light on my beautiful wife. She's an amazing wife, amazing mother. And then today is her. I want to wish her a happy 49th birthday, and I'm blessed to have her.
What's her name?
Oh, her name is Marie.
Marie. All right, well, congratulations on you two. How long have y'all been married, you said?
13 years.
That's my lucky number. Okay, I love it. What would you say was the hardest year?
I don't ever remember it being really hard.
Okay. They always talk about the seven-year itch.
We just love on each other.
Here's to a lifetime together for Cedric and Marie from Springfield, Mass. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was Shine a Light, 800-292-5150, in case you couldn't get through. And when we come back, we have your Yeetie. And let's talk about Ray J. He has some exclusive news that was dropped on the Jasmine brand. He's got a lot going on, but we'll discuss it. It's way up.
They say it's true.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the room.
From industry shade to all the gossip.
Talk to me.
Angela's spilling that yee tea.
It's way up. Angela Yee here alongside Ada Rodriguez. And you ready for some yee tea, Ada?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, let's talk about Nika King, actress from Euphoria.
Oh, that's my girl.
All right. And she's a comedian, because you're a comedian.
And she's from Miami.
And she's from Miami, just like you.
Yep.
Well, she did a recent appearance at the Hollywood Improv, and she talked about the long gap between the seasons of Euphoria. The last time it aired was in February of 2022. And she's been having, she said on stage, some financial issues. Here's what she said.
People are like, we need season three. I'm like, I need season three. I haven't paid my rent in 6 months. Y'all laughing, and I'm serious. I haven't booked nothing since Euphoria. This is some bullshit. I thought my career was on the rise. After Euphoria, I thought I was good.
Right. Well, you know what? Since then, she did put out a statement with The Hollywood Reporter to let people know that she is actually doing fine and has several projects in the works. It was just a lighthearted joke.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, mm-hmm.
You know what's funny is that this is a time where, you know, we're watching everything happens. Comedians can't even go on stage at workout material because they end up on TMZ going viral.
Right.
You know,
she did not anticipate all of this.
So we'll never know. But, you know, she's still a person that hasn't been working for a long time. The show has taken a big break. Zendaya is out there conquering the world. So I can only imagine, you know, that long hiatus is a very long hiatus for somebody who's not a household name. And
right.
It's understandable.
And she plays Zendaya's mother, mm-hmm. Rue's mother, on the show, just
she
FYI.
Does.
All right, Ray J is departing Raycon. That is his brand, like, you know, with the headphones, mm-hmm. the speakers, the technology company. He's selling his shares in the company, and it's, you know, amidst his $300 million revenue, because he is planning to pivot. And so what it looks like he's doing now is putting his money into his new network, Tronics Network.
Okay.
So that's a network that he's launching, and he wants the financial freedom to propel this new venture to unprecedented heights. And I can actually tell you that Ray J definitely texted me yesterday. He will be here in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. going full blast on launching his new network.
Let me tell you something. He is one of the most fascinating people to watch. One of my favorite videos is to him telling the guy that his glasses didn't break, and then the guy breaking the glasses and then the way he handled it. But I think a lot of people don't realize, a lot of people in business start businesses with the sole objective to sell the businesses and make profit.
It's a great way to actually craft your business. You should always, by the way, start a business like you intend to sell it one day, even if you are not going to do that. That way you have everything in order, right? As far as your paperwork, you're also trying to make sure you're bringing in as much money as possible. The best way to do a business is not to look at it like it's going to be in the family forever, but if I was going to sell it, this is how I would run my business.
I mean, you want to create wealth for your future, mm-hmm. you know?
All right, and Jordan Lucas has announced his Not Now, I'm Busy headlining tour. He has support from Millie's and Dax. It's going to start on May 11th. It ends on June 22nd, and tickets are live today. So just letting you guys know, the tour is going to be starting on March... May 11th. But why does it say it starts March 22nd? Oh, his album comes out March 22nd. Okay. Pardon me. Brain fart. I was out late last night, which we're going to talk about when we come back. All right. About last night. I was with you, Ida.
I was with you.
And I tell you who we saw last night, what we did. I feel like I don't go out spontaneously like that too often anymore, because I'm always thinking about work and I am paying the price today. I got a baseball hat on at work. I don't normally do that. All right. It's by the way, this baseball hat is courtesy of Plies. This is his brand.
Oh, I love it.
King Circle hat. But when we come back, we have About Last Night. It's way up.
So, About Last Night.
Last night.
Last night.
Here's how it went down.
It's way up. I'm Angela Yee, and my girl Ida Rodriguez is here. She's laughing because she had me out late last night. And I don't go out late, but last night we were actually together. We did lip service.
We did. Wow, did we?
Yeah. Oh. And so that episode's coming out. Is it coming out next? Oh, it's coming out on Tuesday. And we talked about a lot of things. We went from talking about sex, because that's what lip service is about, to talking about therapy.
Yeah, we did. We talked about sex parties.
Yeah. Yeah, all kinds of fun conversations. But, you know, that's what lip service is like. And you can learn more about Ida on that.
Oh, you will.
Yes, you will. And then after that, we ended up going to meet Donnell, because Donnell Rawlings is in town. He's been doing, by the way, working really hard to promote his special, which I think is important. He was like, a lot of times people promote before the special comes out, mm-hmm. but his special A New Day is out now, so he's still promoting that. It was top 10 on Netflix. So congratulations to Donnell. He honestly is like, it was fun for me to be out with you guys, and Akeem Woods came out with us as well. And then you had some of your comedy friends with you.
Yeah, no, well, oh, Antoine Young, who's my opener, who's going to be opening for me this weekend at the Yonkers Comedy Club.
I'll be there.
And yes, you always come to my shows. Mm-hmm. You always come to my shows and support. And
And Sam J.
Sam J came.
Yeah, Sam J came through.
You guys
so
had
a Shoot Me. She has a great special that's on.
Another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so shout out to her. She's so funny, and we had some good conversations. She's actually probably going to come co-host one day. She was like, yeah, whatever, call me. I got it.
I love her.
Hopefully she means that.
She does. She says what she means.
It means what she says. Mm-hmm. And Donnell was Donnelling all night, and if you know Donnell, you know what that means, okay? He will not stop. What sign is Donnell? A conversation. When is his birthday? You know what? I don't know. I'm so bad at knowing people's birthdays.
He's intense and obsessive. So yeah, that's why I asked, like, what? He feels like a Virgo. I'm a Virgo, so.
But anyway, that was my night last night. And then when I left you guys, mm-hmm. Donnell and his bestie, 40, were walking me to the car. And then we ended up going into another place where they had a Cuban band playing in the back. Mm. And it was really cute. And, you know, I just wanted to celebrate Donnell, though, because I don't feel like I have a chance to, like, go out and do that. And I know his first Netflix special was a really big deal for him.
Yeah, it is.
And so it's just nice for me to be able to have that conversation, do a toast. I know I'm in the middle of a fast, but I definitely had a couple of drinks yesterday.
So. I love the honesty, though, because a lot of people will fast. They will be drinking, eating, and then still claiming the fast. You see the zits on their faces, the weight gain, and they're like, yeah, I'm doing this 20. You're like, you're not doing the fast. You're drinking juice with your McDonald's.
So, well, that's my secret for Tell Us a Secret is I did have a couple of drinks during the fast mm-hmm. yesterday. But what I did decide, Mano is starting his fast on Monday. Mm. So I'm doing a fruit and veggie and liquor version. No liquor. version now. And then Monday I'm going to start it over again with Mano so I can be his support system.
Mano!
All right. Well, listen, Ida, coming up next is Tell Us a Secret, 800-292-5150. There's no judgment. And when I tell you Ida is not a judgmental person, mm-mm. you are going to be calling into the right place today, 800-292-5150. Any secret that you have, you're anonymous. There's no judgment. And we can't control what people say about you online, but in this room, there's no judgment.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married yeah. at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation yeah. that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Judgment is way up.
This is a judgment-free zone. Tell us a secret.
Hey, it's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and my girl Ida Rodriguez is here.
And are we going to listen to another secret?
We are going to hear some secrets today. 800-292-5150. I'm always getting Ida's secrets. Now it's time for yours. Hello, anonymous caller. Tell us a secret.
How you doing, man? This is Benji Bling Bling.
It's supposed to be anonymous for Tell Us a Secret.
Nah, it don't matter, man. The girls know me by Benji Bling Bling.
Ida, you hear this? It's Benji Bang Bang. Okay, me and Ida are listening.
What's, bang, bang, man.
What's your secret?
Hey, man, is that Mano up there, man?
No, it's Ida Rodriguez.
Man, I don't like that boy, man. That boy hate of mine.
Anyway, what is your secret?
That boy hate of mine. hey, Angela, man, my secret is I hate every girl on my timeline.
We don't believe that.
I mean, what if he has
every
lives?
Girl on my timeline?
Well, how many? Yeah, that's a good point, Ida. How many people on your timeline?
42,000.
You believe him?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing.
Benji Bling Bling, man.
Okay. Thank you, Benji.
Y'all got to stop playing with me up there. Stop playing with me, Angela.
Mano.
How many dudes Mano. On your timeline?
Listen, this is Mano pretending to call in and be somebody else.
Mano. New Mano.
Mano, you want to be here
New
so
bad. Mano, baby.
You want to be here so bad.
I was like, yo.
Look at Mano calling in on his day off.
Yeah.
I was just talking about you, Mano. We starting this detox together on Monday. This fast.
Yeah, we lit.
All right. Hopefully you're getting ready now. No liquor,
caffeine. I'm in the gym.
And you know no women either during this.
Stop it.
This guy. Bye, Mano.
Yeah, I'll see y'all later, love.
Bye.
I can't believe you called in. Hey, anonymous caller, what's up?
Hey, Ange, how's it going?
I'm good. It's me and Ida Rodriguez. We want to hear your secret.
So when I was younger, maybe about like 13, 14, I used to take like my grandmother's government payments, I guess. It was like, I don't know if it was social. I can't remember if it was Social Security or something, but I never told her that. I mean,
she never was like, where's my check?
It was like, I guess I would do like every other one or, you know, like every third one or something. And then I would have like a check cashing place that would kind of help me out.
Oh my gosh. Poor
would
granny.
The checks get replaced though? They get replaced by they just take a long time to get them back. But she
I think she did. But yeah, she was super confused.
You were like rich back then for
pretty much. So, you know, like they would ask, "Oh, where'd you get all these new shoes?" And I would just have to like make
Did
this
start
up.
A whole life of crime for you or that was it?
No, I think that was pretty much it. But yeah, I don't know why it was. I thought it was like okay. Like I was like, oh, she'll get the money back. No problem.
Why is this okay?
Did you hate your grandmother?
No. He probably was like, she'll be fine. She'll get another check.
I'm like, she'll be right. I kind of used to think like, oh, she's like a grandmother. Like she has money saved up or something. But
right, she's good. All right, well, thank you for sharing.
No problem.
I wonder how the family would feel if you said this now. Like, you know, when I was young, I stole all them checks from granny.
The Social Security checks.
All right. Well, that was Tell Us a Secret. That was cute.
That was cute.
But it wasn't. But it was cute. All right. When we come back, we have Yee T. Let's talk about Mike Epps. Man, he just went on all the smoke and said some things. And now he's backpedaling and he's never doing a podcast again after this. It's Way Up. We'll discuss.
Yo, she about to blow the lid up off this pot.
Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Angela spilling that Yee T.
Come and get the tea.
It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm here with comedian Ida Rodriguez. The comedians are in the news, okay?
All we do is bleed on podcasts now. Not on stages. We've just been crying all over everybody's podcasts, talking snaps.
Well, Mike Epps is the latest person, and he was on All the Smoke, and here's what he had to say about wanting to treat a woman right before he dies.
Wow. One thing that I'm going to get right before I leave this earth, I'm going to learn how to treat a woman 100% right.
Dope.
That's something that I want to do for my mother, for my children, for my daughters. I've never treated a woman right, 100%. You can't cheat on her. You gotta be her friend. You got to not be selfish. This is what I want to do. This is one of my dreams, man.
You know, and he was talking about his kid's mother, too, by the way. And that was another point that people brought up because he is married, but not to his kid's mother, but
yeah,
you know, he does have a wife. And since then, he has went on social media to say, I want to apologize to my wife for what I said on this dumbass podcast-ish. This ish is a trick bag. I'm always misunderstood on what I say on the internet. SMH, never again will I interview with anyone. Never. I am off this ish for good. F off.
Dang, Mike, I wanted you to do my podcast. I think, you know what? I heard him. And I think that context is so important, but people are very strategic in their editing. Mm-hmm. And I think that I understand what he's saying. He's saying he wants to be better. He understands that he's had issues with how he treats women. But when you're having a conversation and you miss somebody, and I know this from my own experience, you mess around and say, oh, I love my daughter. And people are like, why, you don't like your son? You always talking about your daughter. You know, there's just no context. And sentiment, people, intention is always avoided now. People do not care about intention.
And in his defense, nobody has treated anybody 100% right.
Right.
It's pretty damn near impossible. And I think the reason he was referencing his kid's mother is because he's talking about past mistakes.
Yeah.
And so he hasn't made perhaps those same mistakes now. I don't know. I can't speak for him. But that's just how I interpreted it, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Another thing that he talked about was being on drugs while he was filming movies.
Been on drugs. I've been through hell. You know what I'm saying? I did most of the movies on cocaine. All About the Benjamins, I used to sit in Ice Cube's trailer in the morning and be crying. He like, Mike, wipe your face, man. You a king. Stop doing this to yourself. I'm sitting there wiping myself. I had survivor's remorse.
Listen, there's nothing you could do for somebody that doesn't want to do something for themselves either.
Yeah.
As we know. So Ice Cube could tell you, you got to stop doing this. You're throwing things away. But until you're ready, it's not going to change.
Yeah, he's always been very transparent about his journey. And I respect a lot of people who are able to talk about it, because there are a lot of drugs in comedy that people don't talk about. We got to, you know, people come to comedians like we are pastors and clergy. We are a lot of people who have a lot of unhealed wounds, and we take it to the stage to try to figure it out. But I have a lot of respect for Mike. Mike to me is like one of the naturally funniest people that I've ever met. And, you know, big ups to him, because the last time I saw Mike, he looked really good. He'd been very healthy. And he told me he gave up all the white stuff, including sugar. He had lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he just was at the Barclays here. And when I was in Miami, he was in Miami. I actually did this interview, Wealth on the Water. And he was doing the interview right after me. So I did mine. And then next up was his. So I'm sure we'll be able to see that soon. So for anybody that says he's not doing any more interviews, when this comes out, he already had done this.
Oh yeah.
And in addition to that, he talked about squashing his beef with Shannon Sharpe. That was a quick beef.
That negativity sells like that.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That's why I had to go shake Shannon's hand, because I can't control these dudes out here that'll just go try to do something to him. It ain't even for me. Oh man, yeah, I'm riding for my. You ain't riding for me. I don't even know you.
Yeah.
I don't even know you. Well, that is your Yeetie. You can watch that full interview again. That's on All the Smoke. And when we come back, we have Under the Radar, the stories that are not necessarily in the headlines. They are flying under the radar. I know you want to talk about Joe Biden, though, and his State of the Union.
I absolutely do.
All right. It's way up.
It's in the news that relates to you. These stories.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flying under the radar.
All right, it's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and Ida Rodriguez is here with me today.
Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day. Let's get into these under the radar stories. This isn't under the radar, and we actually were watching part of this while we were out last night, the part that we could see after we finished working. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden's State of the Union, here are a couple of the takeaways. We don't have time to get into too much, but here's what he had to say on immigration.
If we change the dynamic at the border, people pay these smugglers $8,000 to get across the border because they know if they get by and let into the country, it's 6 to 8 years before they have a hearing. And it's worth it taking the chance of the $8,000. But if it's only 6 weeks, the idea is it's highly unlikely that people will pay that money and come all that way knowing that they'll be able to be kicked out quickly. Get this bill done. We need to act.
And we saw that Marjorie Taylor Greene was there with her red MAGA hat and red blazer, yelling things out, interrupting, which I've never seen this happen during a State of the Union. People screaming out.
Yeah, she, I mean, that's who she is, though. I mean, people expect her to show up somewhere with manners, decorum, class. That's who she is all the time, everywhere she goes.
She
that is an
to get
elected
banned
official
from the room, because you can't do certain things. But you know, part of the problem, what people have to understand with immigration, is Republicans not wanting to take action and refusing to pass laws that could actually help stop the flow of migration at the border. I know it has been an issue, and there's a lot of reasons that this is an issue. It's something that hasn't, you know, the pandemic happened. Some people waited until the pandemic to try to cross over. There's people who are leaving dangerous and difficult situations in their countries. Also, people are smuggling migrants in, and a lot of times they're giving wrong information about what happens when they do get here. And so I think Joe Biden was very careful not to want to criminalize who these human beings are.
But he dehumanized them when he called them illegals.
I
just think when immigration is always presented as a border crisis, people migrate here from all over the world. They come from Europe, they come from all Asia, they come from everywhere. They only focus on the ones that come from there, the people who come from the countries that the United States destabilized. But you know, hey, go off, keep talking about immigration as if it is the biggest problem here. If immigrants that are in this country decided to leave, the economy would collapse.
It definitely would. And to be clear one more time, he cannot enforce immigration law without Congress approving any budget. He can't do anything. And so that's something that y'all need to take up with yourselves, you know? There was a lot more to talk about, but I know that is a hot topic, but that is your Under the Radar. When we come back, we have the Way Up Mix at the top of the hour. Plus, we got the Biggie Experience kicking off this weekend, and Little C's and Biggie's daughter, Tiana Wallace, are going to be joining us. It's Way Up.
Just like to talk like they Angela Yee, like they Angela Yee.
Man, she's spilling it all. This is Yee T. Way Up.
It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and Ida Rodriguez is here with me, guest hosting.
Yay! I'm having a good time here. You have such a... I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
This is such a good vibe. This is such a good vibe for you.
We have coffee. Yes. Well, let's get into some Yee tea. Now, SZA is on the SheMD podcast, and an exclusive look at the upcoming episode, People talks about what SZA had to say. And she said her mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. Her aunt also had a mastectomy. Mm-hmm. And she said she has a 53% lifetime risk of developing the disease because of her family history. And she didn't really understand the risk. So she attempted to get breast implants and dealt with fibrosis in her breast. And she said, when I got my boobs done, my doctor took out some of my fibrosis, but there was so much fibrosis, it was crazy. And he took it out. And so when I went back, a lot of the concerns were gone. But she said she was supposed to see the doctor before she got her implants due to her higher risk, but she snuck and got it anyway.
Mm.
You know, so ultimately she ended up taking her breast implants out because of her fibrosis.
You know, so much pressure on artists, you know what I mean? And young women, period, whether they are, social media has caused all of this, but I'm glad she did. I don't know if you remember, but Angelina Jolie had the double mastectomy because she also has the gene, and a lot of women do that. And it's a gift to be able to know that you have that genetics, because you can do something about it to prevent it.
But I can also understand how insecure it could make a person feel when they have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though it's for your health, it's also like that's a part of you.
Absolutely.
As a woman. All right. Now, Oprah is going to be tackling the impact of prescription weight loss medications in a special on ABC. It's called Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. That's going to be airing on Monday, March 18th. And then it'll come on the next day on Hulu.
I want to just make a confession here on the show because I feel like it's a safe space. I've been on Mounjaro for at 6 weeks now. And I think it's been one of the best things that I've ever done for my health, because not only have I just decreased the amount of food that I've been eating, but my sugar, my blood sugar has been regulated. And I you're one of the people that I talked to about this, because you had the Ozempic person here.
Yes.
And so I am on it, because I hate people that lie and say, oh, no, I just do keto. I've been on it.
And it is a health concern, like you said. Yeah. And those are things you need to, if you can handle it and have the privilege to do so, you should.
My doctor put it on. I'm on it from a doctor, not a health spa.
Okay, good. All right, and New Music Friday, Ariana Grande has her album Eternal Sunshine. If y'all seen that movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, great movie. But she has a song called The Boy Is Mine. She reworked Brandy and Monica's version. Mm. And here is a snippet of that. All right, so that's her reimagining. She told Zane Lowe it's a bad girl anthem. Other albums out today, Young Boy Never Broke Again, Compliments of Gravedigger Mountain, How We Got... Yes, and then also Kyle, Smile Again. And then a new single out today, Drake got on Four Bats song, Act 2, Date at 8 remix. I like the Four Bats vibes. You know, I like that music. All right. And then just so you guys know, A Boogie, Lola Brooke, and Big Freedia have Bend It Over, Friday Impressa, Get Back Up, Babyface Ray, Money on My Mind, Russ, and DJ Premier, Work This Out, and DDG, Shoot Up Your Block. And that is your new music. When we come back, Ida, we talking to you.
Okay,
all things Ida Rodriguez, it's Way Up.
Yo. More Way Up with Angela Yee on now.
You know who it is.
You know who it is.
Yo, it's Way Up with Angela Yee on a Friday. And I got Ida Rodriguez here with me. No better way to celebrate the day.
Let's go.
Ida, you've been up here before talking about Fighting Words. That is your HBO Max comedy special. And you know I would tell everybody that we run into, make sure you watch that.
You were there.
I was there.
You were there in Puerto Rico, not just there in New York. You were like there for the making of the special.
I flew out to Puerto Rico with my friend Sarah Golan to watch. Yes. I was telling Ida yesterday, I said, the openers all were speaking in Spanish.
Yep, and you were laughing. You're so nice. You were out there laughing.
I was doing a polite laugh when everyone was laughing. I didn't know what was going on.
She was in Puerto Rico, and they were like, who? They were like, Angela Yee.
I heard my name, Angela Yee. I said, right here. But you also have an amazing book out called Legitimate Kid, and I actually helped you in New York.
You did my book release.
Yes, which was at a place called the Lit Bar that was... so dope. It was like wine and books.
Yeah, it's owned by a beautiful Afro-Latina, which I love to highlight today for International Women's Day as well, Noelle, who is putting books in the community. And it was just such a great experience to experience that with you, because you actually read my book, because I did a lot of book events with people who didn't read my books, that only read the cover, and they were like, your book's so funny. And I was like, my book is not funny.
Right. There's a lot. It's not a comedy book.
No.
But, it, you know, and it's not an easy thing to do, that whole process of writing your own book. Are you going to do another one?
Yeah, I'm working on it now. I actually have two major publishing houses that have approached me about my second book, which I'm really excited about. And I want to keep telling our stories, you know?
And the other thing that you've done is told other people's stories and help people. Not only did you produce your own special, but now you are working and helping other comics get their special scene.
Yeah, Ian Lara, Dominican, awesome comedian, Marcela Arguello, Ralph Barbosa, who's blowing up. I don't know if you know, because you were there for the taping of those specials.
I'd be everywhere.
He is like one of the biggest like touring comics now. From that time to now, he's like blown up.
And you love to see it. And
of course.
And I know he'll always think about how early on.
Yeah, he called me his godmother the other day. I did a show with him. He was like, that's my godmother in comedy. And I was like, you trying to call me old?
Not your big sis, right? Because you don't like that.
You know, I love it. I love it from the right people. Now, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
It's people our age that are like within our age range that'll be like, that's my big sis. And I'm like 2 days older than you.
You're like, I'm calm like, down.
Relax.
Well, listen, Ida, how can people follow you if they want to see where, because you're actually going to be in Yonkers. I'll be with you, of course.
Of course.
This weekend in Yonkers, but they want to see all of your dates that you have coming up.
You go to funnyida.com. Yeah, I'm doing some great shows this year. I've scaled back on the amount of shows that I'm doing, but if I'm ramping up on the quality of the shows that I'm doing. So go to funnyida.com. And my book, Legitimate Kid, came out in Spanish this week. So I'm really excited about that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And when we come back, we have Ask Yee, 800-292-5150. Any question, we're here to help.
Everybody,
whether it's relationship or career advice, Angela's dropping facts.
You should know.
This is Ask Yee.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and Ida Rodriguez is here, of course.
Hey.
Hey, girl. And let's get ready for some Ask Yee. 800-292-5150. This is where people call up. If you need some help, some advice, we got you. I'm glad you're here, Ida.
Me too.
As a lifeline. So this person that's calling right now wants to remain anonymous. Hello. What is your question?
This is the question. A man being caught in a vulnerable moment by his wife. We had a mall shopping plaza together. She goes in one direction, I goes into another. I go into a store, I come out, I'm walking. I see an abnormal tall woman who was kind of built. And my reaction was, damn. And as I'm looking, I see my wife looking. It really was harmless in my mind, but like, what do you think of that as a woman? Like,
disrespectful. I wouldn't want to be walking with my man, well, my husband, and he sees a woman and it's like, damn.
Was it inappropriate? Yes, but I'm like, it was harmless in the moment. It was just like, sometimes a dude might see something, you're thinking and speaking faster than your brain, I guess.
It was a reaction?
I think it was more disrespectful was to the woman.
Right.
More disrespectful to the woman.
Did the woman hear you?
She did. Yeah. And it was an instant like, apologize. It was like, oh, my apologies.
And, you know, this is how sometimes in a situation like that, you have to think, if it was the other way around, how would you feel and what would make you feel better? Right? If you walked up on her and she looked at a guy and was like, damn, and people heard it, how would that make you feel?
Dang, I would feel small, kind of like, damn, that's how you feel?
Yeah, all you could do is tell her, you know what, that should have never happened. If you would have done that to me, I would have felt really small if I would have witnessed you doing that. And so I put myself in your shoes, and all I can say is I apologize.
Also, I think that, you know, it depends on the type of relationship that you have with your partner, because I've been with somebody who has been like, seen somebody and be like, yo, she's fine. And I'm like, yeah, she's fine. Because I do think that it's unrealistic to think that your person is not attracted to other people. And I think it's human to be attracted. I just think your reaction to it is probably what is off-putting. And I do think you should say, I'm sorry. I, you know, especially because you said it to the other woman. I think that's the disrespectful part.
Right. It's inappropriate all the way around the board.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I understand that completely. But it was like, I don't know. Like,
it's just accountability. There's no but. There's no but about it. It's like there's you said, no it all the way around, it was inappropriate. And that's it. I messed up and nothing more you could really say. It's no but.
Is that a DD? She's right now, she's extremely upset, and it's like it was harmless, but it's like,
you can't minimize how she feels about it. If it matters to her, I don't know if there's other things going on, because sometimes that happens, and maybe there were some other things happening that, you know, this just added on top of it. And so all you can do is be apologetic, admit that you were wrong. There's no but, and that's it. And hopefully, you know, you show your actions over time. We'll let her know that it's nothing for her to worry about. Maybe you do something nice for her to really show that you care about her feelings and respect the fact that she feels a way.
Right. Okay. Thank you, lady.
All right. Thank you for calling and taking accountability.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that was Ask Yee, 800-292-5150. If you couldn't get through, you can always leave a message. And you can also leave a message to give your advice to him, too, because we play these back at the end of the show. And when we come back, we have Little C's and Tiana Wallace joining us. We'll be discussing the Biggie experience. Little C's is from Junior Mafia, and he was best friends with B.I.G. And Tiana Wallace is Biggie's daughter. We'll discuss. It's Way Up.
You vibing Way Up with Angela Yee.
Come right back.
More now.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and we have two special guests. Little C's, Cesar Leo.
What's up, Yee?
We got Tiana Wallace here.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Got
this
the
is
big
fun.
Boss in the building.
So talk to us about the Biggie experience.
So the Biggie experience, you know, it's like basically like a little Biggie museum. When I had my store, I had a lot of, I call them Biggie artifacts, like gift from fans, artwork, certain stuff that was his, like his Source Award. I had his jersey from the Juicy video hung up on the wall. Ooh. And a lot of the fans were really into that. They like wanted to see more. Oh, do you have anything else? So that kind of sparked my idea that, okay, all Biggie fans are coming to Brooklyn and they want a place to see all the Biggie stuff.
That makes sense. People come just to take pictures by that mural in Bed-Stuy.
They come on St. James too. You know, they come on this block and come take pictures in front of the house. He's on every corner of our block on St. James and Fulton. So it's like a historical like landmark now in Brooklyn. You know, you tag it, you put it up on Instagram, the location comes up, Biggie Small's house, and it's a nice neighborhood now. It's all gentrified. It ain't super hit out like it used to be, so these people don't fear pulling up over there now, you know what I mean?
It's so wild how much that's changed, because Bed-Stuy used to be do or die.
Yep. Yeah.
Bed-Stuy now is, what would you
it's
call
Clinton
it?
It's Clinton Hills now.
And how many kids do you have now? You have two or one?
I have one.
Oh, you have one, so you just had your first child. Oh, well, congratulations for
Thank
that.
You.
And I know you have to think about like legacy and all of those things too when you think about family.
Definitely. That's another thing that I wanted to make sure my daughter had something. Like, I really want to have a staple place for her to be like, okay, maybe I want to get into the Biggie experience and run it one day. Like, I wanted something for her to start with.
Right now, I'm talking to Little C's from Junior Mafia and Tiana Wallace, Biggie's daughter. There was a period of time when you guys, like, Junior Mafia was not all together as a group. But now it seems like everybody is good.
Yep.
What kind of amazing feeling is that, though?
It was a great feeling. I mean, you know, that's something we always wanted to keep tight and keep together, especially after Big Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it for a while, and of course, you know, the ups and downs, trials and tribulations, things had happened, and everybody thought it wasn't gonna happen again, but we just so close and so tight, and everybody got that love for Big, so it's like, at one point, we knew it was gonna come together, because if you say you love Big the way you love him, we know how much Big cared and loved for us, and that's the one thing Big worked for. Outside of just doing it for his kids and his mom and his family, he wanted to make sure his homeboys were straight and took a care of too. You know what I mean?
I can see that, and his kids.
Yeah.
He would even rap about you in songs.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's so dope, Tiana. Like, when you hear him just talking about you and making sure his baby girl is good and all of that.
That's
something that's permanent.
I know. That's why I'm like, you know what? I gotta do it for my dad and make sure that I do everything that he wanted me to be successful and happy, and that's what I am. I'm successful and happy, and my daughter's happy, so that's all that matters.
How does it feel when you see all these movies, documentaries? Like, do you watch all of those?
I feel like I've watched all of them.
Are you still learning new things that you didn't know before?
The newest documentary that we did, the Netflix one, I learned new stuff in that one about his best friend, about Oli. And it was a lot about his childhood more so. So it was a couple of things I was learning about that one.
I learned a lot from that one too. So, you know, I didn't know a lot of the early stuff like she was talking about, like the real Jamaican heritage of his life, like how it influenced him musically with his uncle and things like that. That was way before my time of getting to know him and meeting him. So that was like really dope just to see another angle of it. We didn't even get to the Junior Mafia docs and stuff like that yet. The Lil Kim docs.
Wait till you do that.
Yeah.
When is that coming?
It's coming soon. Yeah, it's something definitely in the works.
You guys have for sure been working on that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, like, it's not just us. We all being that we all back together. We all, like, you know, all tied in one knit. We really just want to tell a story just from another perspective, because you never got a chance to hear from the actual members of the group.
Do you remember how your mom explained everything to you when you were young?
As far as, like, when my dad passed away, I asked her that because I wanted to know how to explain it to my daughter, because her grandfather is very, he's everywhere. You can't go on the street corner without seeing him. So I know that was going to be a question soon. So I did ask her, and she definitely did tell me, and I was still like, okay, this is good. She's interesting. She's like, yeah, you just got to keep saying, you know, into a better place, and da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay, got it. Still going to be hard, but got it.
All right, Little C's is here, and Tiana Wallace. That is Little C's from Junior Mafia, and Tiana Wallace, who is the daughter to the Notorious B.I.G. We got the Biggie Experience happening this weekend, but more with them when we come back.
You vibing way up with Angela Yee.
Come right back.
More now.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and Little C's is here, and Tiana Wallace is here with me. Talk about what we're going to see at the Biggie Experience. Like, give us some details. So this is open from Tuesday to Thursday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday and Monday, it's closed. So how long is this going to last?
It's forever. Yes, it's not a pop-up. I know a lot of people were confused. It's sold out for March 9th, but every other day is open.
Okay, is it going to be merch inside too? I mean, it makes
merch,
sense.
Yes, I have my Notorious merch, and then I have Biggie Experience merch, and the new merch is fire. It's completely different than clothing.
Okay.
Very Biggie oriented.
Now, as far as how your mom deals with everything, does she just try to stay out the spotlight and, like, not really?
My mom's a grandma.
She's not trying to.
She just likes being a grandma.
You don't drag her out to the club or nothing.
But T, look out for it. I know what? I'm going to do a mom's trip. Mm-hmm. She take her mom.
Oh, yeah. I threw my mom a divorce party, everything. Like,
yeah, they came to Miami.
Flew to Miami.
They came to the divorce party.
You had a good old time.
Yeah.
What happens at a divorce party?
Celebration of my mom. That's it. Good old dinner. We got on the boat, played music, drank, did the bar crawl. Just wanted to celebrate her.
That's good. Now, listen, I'm going to ask y'all something, and I'm... C's, what?
I didn't say... I'm going to ask y'all something, it just sounds like it's something crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like, how could I not bring this up? Because when we think of Biggie, we also think of Diddy, right? Yeah. So, is there going to be stuff related to that there? And have you spoken to him, C's, at all?
Nah. Not since all the stuff been going on, I haven't spoken to him. I wish him well, and when you don't know what's going on with things, you don't know how to judge it.
Right.
You don't know what's true, what's not true, but, you know, like, we got history with them, man. You know, that's going to always be accepted and respected. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just hope everything turned out on both sides the way it's supposed to.
Right now, I'm talking to Little C's from Junior Mafia and Tiana Wallace, Biggie's daughter. Now, what's your favorite Biggie song?
I don't know, because it changes all the time.
What is it today?
Today, it's Party and Bull.
You know what? I was at Jones Beach when he performed that song. And it was,
really?
Yeah.
I always hear people already telling me I was there.
I was, because, you know, obviously when he used to do the part where the fight broke out.
Yeah.
And everybody would start running.
Start running, thinking it's about to go down.
And then it happened again. I was at Howard's Homecoming, and he performed that song, and the fight broke out part happens, and people ran outside the party. Yeah.
Was this when it was a real fight?
No, it was a fake fight.
Okay.
People ran outside, and then I remember
they used to think it was a real fight.
Yeah. And they couldn't get back in. He probably was like, I got to stop doing
that. Yeah, after that happened, after people couldn't get back in.
Well, sometimes they used to actually trigger real fights in the crowd. Like, people would just
start running.
Like,
right.
Fight, everybody would start going crazy. And then we'd start jumping around on stage again. Everybody go, oh, that's what happened? But that added to the song. That's what gave the song that energy. That's what gave the song that buzz. Like, you always wanted to see him do that song live.
I remember me and you had a conversation interview a long, long time ago. You were like, I don't know why I was naked on the cover of my album.
Every time someone asked that, you just be like, I don't know.
You were like, why did I do that?
Yeah. You know what? Now people love it, and this is my 25th anniversary year, so I'm doing something really big this year.
The Wonderful World of Caesar Leo.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that people catch, because they be like, yo, that cover with you butt naked on the album. That's my only album. That's my only baby.
You did it before D'Angelo. You did it before.
Yeah. Before How Does It Feel and all that. I did that. You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to have some fun. You know, everybody was so serious. I wanted to do something that Big wanted for me. That's the lane he wanted me to be in.
Like, right. He wanted to be fun, party.
Yeah, party. So I just wanted to make sure I just kind of stayed there. Being that he wasn't there to do it for me, I just kind of added my twist to it. And then, It was the wonderful world.
All right, well, where can people go to find the website so they can reserve their tickets? Again, this is on Atlantic Avenue, 503 Atlantic Avenue. Yes. So make sure you come through. So the only days it's closed is Sundays and Mondays. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's open the rest of the week. Yeah. Okay.
TheBiggieExperience.com. And the Instagram is The Biggie Experience.
Well, I love it. Well, you guys, make sure y'all check it out, The Biggie Experience. Yes, Tiana Wallace. Yes. Cesar Leo, thank you for joining us
anytime.
Today.
You know, we come through for you. And we proud of you. And congratulations on everything.
Yes, thank you. And congratulations. You know I'm coming. So
I already know.
I'm going to walk there.
That's right. We're going to do it up for B.I.G., baby.
Yes, we are.
You can watch that full interview on my YouTube channel, Way Up With Ye. And when we come back, we have the last word.
Pick up the phone.
Tap in.
Tap in to get your voice heard.
What the word is.
Here's the last word on Way Up with Angela Yee.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. What a day. What a Friday. We just saw that Drea Michelle is pregnant. By the way, she announced that on her page. So a lot of conversations about that because I know people kept speculating that she was pregnant, and now she has confirmed it. And so now this is her third child, but she posted the picture. She's 7 months pregnant.
Wow. What a big gap between all the kids.
Yeah, so happy International Women's Day, she wrote. As women, we navigate through so much, often leading us to question what is my purpose. She said, for me, the magic lies in motherhood. And so she's having a little girl. So congratulations to her. May 2024, she's having her baby. Mm. You said,
You know what? I'm at a place where if I don't have something to say that's going to contribute to the conversation, I'll just be quiet. I feel like women should be kind to one another. But, you know, young women are worshiping these women who are making decisions. And I just really want women to be responsible in their choices because the children are watching.
Okay. You said a lot without saying too much. But, Yeah. Ida Rodriguez, Yonkers, this weekend. Make sure you follow Funny Ida. Thank you again to Little C's and Tiana Wallace for joining us today. And make sure you guys check out the Biggie Experience. Yes. I'll be there actually today. I'm going to check out the Biggie Experience. And of course, you guys get to have the last word.
Hi, this is for the man who said damn to the other woman and his wife saw. I think you should get dressed up and take your wife out to a nice dinner and just let her know how much you appreciate her and help her get her nails done to make her feel really beautiful. And that probably will make up for what she did.
Hi, my name is Sam. I just want to shine the light on any woman. Today is Happy International Women's Day. I just want to shine the light on any woman who her back is against the wall or she's in a space of wanting to give up. I just want to say keep going and you got this.
All the ladies in the house.
We're showing love to the queens. It's International Women's Day on Way Up with Angela Yee.
Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.